This is Nature Notes, our look at the natural world in West Texas, from the prairies of Llano Estacado to the borderlands of the Chihuahuan Desert. Our region's Native American legacy endures in communities and living cultural traditions, and in countless emblems and traces on the West Texas landscape, in images on cave walls and boulders, in pottery and shards of flint from stone tool making, in the ashy remains of earth ovens where agaves and sotols were cooked. Now researchers have recognized another sign of this deep history, one tied to the gravest of human activities. On buttes and mesas in southern Presidio County, archaeologists with Alpine Center for Big Bend Studies are finding dozens of man-made stone bastions. The age of these structures is a mystery, but their purpose, the researchers say, is clear. This is the architecture of warfare. From Marfa Public Radio with Sibley Nature Center in Midland, this is Nature Notes. I'm Dallas Baxter.
So there's these individual structures. You can see them going all the way down. I think they incorporate the primary weapon system that you build them with. Basically, somebody's here with a bow, somebody's there with a bow, somebody's there with a bow, somebody's there with a bow. All of a sudden you have 200 meters of totally defended space.
Brian Schroeder, director of the Center for Big Bend Studies, is standing atop a windswept mesa above the fiery volcanic wastes of the Sierra Vieja breaks. Before him are half a dozen low walls built from slabs of red rock. It's potent, even uncanny, to encounter these structures seemingly unaltered by untold years. The walls are U-shaped and overlook a valley that leads to the Rio Grande some 5 miles away. Behind them is a precipitous slope. Their defensive utility is readily apparent. Here, behind a wall, a cliff at his back, a fighter could hold out. And it's not just this mesa. The same structures are found on high points all around the valley. One mesa has 43 bastions, and the main route to the top is blocked with stones. Schroeder began his career in Wyoming and Montana, and indigenous fortifications and defensive sites were an early focus. These West Texas bastions, he says, are strikingly similar to those in the Northern Rockies. The similarity could shed light on why these structures were built. The northern evidence suggests bastions were part of a military strategy. A group of fighters would strike an enemy and fall back to the bastions. These protected positions on high ground could give them the edge.
If you use a lot of the ethnohistoric stuff from further up in the Rockies, they know that they're actively going to go out and start something with somebody, and they want to move them back through the terrain in a way that they know that they'll win.
What were the circumstances of the conflicts here? The U.S. archaeological record suggests that warfare was exceedingly rare during most of prehistory. And around the world, studies show that hunter-gatherer societies rarely engage in war. And yet there's also evidence that violence increased in the centuries immediately preceding European arrival. Rising populations and, in the Southwest, extreme drought fueled competition for resources as well as migration. Life expectancy dropped. Many skeletal remains from this period are pierced with projectile points. Schroeder said that for now he can only speculate about when the bastions were built, but he suspects they reflect the wider late prehistoric pattern. In the context of displacement, resource depletion, and drought, settled communities along the Rio Grande and the corn they contained might have been targets.
To me, it starts to indicate that there's more populations here that maybe didn't know each other than had been prior. As I envision this right now, and I could totally be wrong, I would envision this as a nomadic group going down to start something with the Lahunta villagers.
Of course, European incursion brought a new intensification of violence. The Spanish raided villages here for slave labor. Native resistance followed. Later still, this rugged terrain west of the Chinati Mountains was known as the Runway of the Indians, a staging ground for Apache insurgents. The bastions could date from one of those periods. It's a vivid mystery, and it speaks of harsh episodes in a harsh land. Violence, of course, was not the only thing that happened here. This very area, part of Jeff Fort's Pinto Canyon Ranch, abounds in rock art. The Rio Grande here was a corridor of trade and travel, but the bastions show that the Big Bend's deep history, like every history, includes its shadows. Nature Notes is supported by the Shield Ayers Foundation. This episode was written by Andrew Stewart. I'm Dallas Baxter. Thanks for listening.